This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. In an unprecedented move, the Trump administration has decided to reduce the number of routine vaccines the CDC recommends for all babies and children in the U.S. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us the policy decision has been roundly criticized by physicians and medical experts.
The Centers for Disease Control no longer recommends vaccines for the flu, rotavirus, hepatitis A and B, some forms of meningitis, and RSV for all children, rather just for high-risk groups. President Trump said in a Truth Social post, quote, "All children will only be recommended to receive vaccinations for 11 of the most serious and dangerous diseases." But chair of the Committee on Infectious Diseases for the American Academy of Pediatrics, Dr. Sean O'Leary, says those shots now omitted from broad recommendations are crucial.
Anytime a child goes without recommended immunizations, they're at risk for these diseases that we can prevent with a very simple, safe, effective intervention.
The federal government is now recommending a vaccine schedule which closely resembles that of Denmark. Dr. O'Leary says considering the vastly different populations, risk factors, and resources, the U.S. should be relying on its own thoroughly researched findings.
You can't just copy and paste public health. These decisions that we have made historically reflect decades of scientific research, ongoing safety monitoring, rigorous review by experts who focus on protecting children in this country, in the U.S.
Vaccines dropped from broad CDC recommendation are still covered by insurance. Experts say you should consult with your doctor regarding vaccine schedules. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9. FM.
A lawsuit filed on behalf of the four survivors of a deadly explosion at a Bristol Township nursing home claims overwhelming negligence by the facility's operators and PICO. This as Bristol police confirmed that a third victim has died from the explosion. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Mellert reports.
The lawsuit says residents and workers at the Bristol Health and Rehab Center complained to staff about the strong odor of natural gas in the days before the December 23rd explosion. Attorney Drew Duffy with Sauts Mongoluzzi and Bendesky says despite the odor, Bristol Health and Rehab, its parent companies, Sabre Healthcare Group and PICO, failed to protect residents and employees.
There was not a proper evacuation. There is not proper natural gas detectors. There were procedures as far as within the home itself that were not followed. And as far as PICO is concerned, we believe that they failed to properly address the leak once it was identified.
The suit's filed on behalf of a resident who was critically injured, two healthcare aides, and an IT contractor who was in the building at the time. It seeks unspecified damages, with Duffy saying his clients want to know what happened and want to make sure it doesn't happen to anyone else. PICO and Sabre Healthcare say they're both cooperating with the NTSB's investigation and cannot comment on pending litigation. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia is expanding twice-weekly trash collection in 90,000 new households north and east of Center City. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The city's Clean and Green Director Carlton Williams says that since the first twice-weekly collection started in South Philadelphia and Center City last year, complaints about illegal dumping in the pilot area have decreased by 20%.
The majority of complaints is not from private contractors, it's not from tire shops, it's not from commercial businesses, it's from residential illegal dumping where bags of trash is placed in locations.
Williams says twice-weekly collections eliminate the need for residential dumping, and he says considering the quality of life consequences that come with dumping, such as blight and crime, he thinks it's worth a $19 million price tag for the service. Phase 2 will see the extra collections from Vine to Glenwood and River to River. Residents should only put out trash on collection days, which are Monday and Thursday or Tuesday and Friday. For Wednesday customers, the extra pickup will be on Saturday. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Some travelers flying into Philly from South America and the Caribbean have experienced some hiccups the last few days after the strikes in Venezuela. KYW's Sunny Morgan spoke to some of them at Philly International Airport.
Disruption to air travel began Saturday as the FAA banned American aircraft from flying in parts of the Caribbean as the U.S. captured Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Despite the FAA notice being lifted Sunday, people were still feeling the effects Monday morning. Juliana says tensions were high as she waited for a connecting flight in Miami on her way back from Brazil.
Our connections were either super tight or either we totally missed them, and everyone in line also was on the cusp of losing their connection or had already lost it.
Emmanuel says he was delayed 6 times heading home from Michigan.
Which had me there until 1 in the morning until I was actually able to manage to change and reschedule the flight.
Juliana says she's now concerned about visiting her family in South America after the U.S. operation in Venezuela.
As a Brazilian, a lot of South Americans are probably really tired and not excited about more American interference in South American governments. I think it's pretty scary to live in a time like this.
At Philadelphia International Airport, Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.